Lao Tzu said, stop thinking and end your problems. What?
Brian Zachary Mayer, I help the spiritual but not religious.
There's a chance this spiritual religious thing is not what you think.
You get to choose who you are in this world, and that's enough, and that's awesome.
The less you believe everything you think, the better.
I'm ready, you're ready, let's dive in.
Lao Tzu said, stop thinking and end your problems. And I get what he's talking about, right? Because thinking leads to judgment, judgment leads to problems. But how am I going to stop thinking? I got a really dear friend in the hospital, in the ER. Just stop thinking about it? I mean, I get it, but I'm not sure I can do it. My friend James says, if you don't want it to grow, don't water it. Like, the more you complain, the more you're complaining about something, you're watering it. And we got to be careful not to do that, but stop thinking and end your problem. I get it. I get that I shouldn't be thinking about politics. But I also don't want to come off like, you know, I'm totally uninformed. Stop thinking and end your problems. I get it up here, but I don't quite get it down here. I don't quite get. I mean, I kind of do. And I think you kind of get it some too. It's that old story of the grandfather says to the grandchild, within us there live two wolves, one who is always hungry and angry and mad, and one who is filled with compassion and love. And they're fighting always with each other for who can take over. And the grandson says, grandfather, which one wins? And the grandfather says, whichever one you feed. And there's a story in Jewish tradition, which is a similar kind of 50-50 split story, where the question is, what is it that God prays? That's a great question to think. You know, if God's praying, what prayer does God say? And the answer is that God's prayer is, may my attributes of mercy and kindness outweigh my attributes of judgment and vengeance. So what do you say we try that for today? That we try for today, we try for the next hour. Let's just try to be a little lighter, take things a little less seriously, and to stop thinking. Or to stop perseverating. I think this is going to take us some practice, but I'm willing to try. I'm Rabbi Brian. Hey, while you're here, do you have questions about the G-O-D word? It's one of the things I specialize in. I'm the inventor of this. It's God in a box, because if God is everywhere, God must also be in this box. This is the newest version of God in a box. It's 33% less packaging and 50% more God, which is pretty awesome. If you want one of these, in the comments there, make a little comment and I'll hook you up. A little bit more thoughtful, want to know about God stuff? I wrote this. It's my fun theology workbook. It is the second best theology workbook on the market. I only say that because there's one other, and it would kind of be bragging to say mine's better. The other guy's leads you towards Jesus. Mine leads you to finding out what the God of your understanding wants from you. It's pretty cool. I'm not telling you what to think. I'm just helping you with the years of experience I have doing spiritual direction with people, helping to guide you through some exercises to unlearn what you thought you knew and then to see what's there underneath. Great part about this as opposed to doing spiritual direction is you can do it in private. You can do it by yourself. That's also the disadvantage is a lot of people buy it and then don't actually do the exercises. You want to find out more? ROTB.org. Lots of love. I'm Rabbi Brian.